kalaleon itangs andra religakun waya matalun matal tumfin mayarsal andra nanuluartavakun unnangund kavimadan mayarsik skattunarsik aligartagalik tumfelakarnami ayyaqutsin sortalik annarin mayarnatsiqqaaritsin ilgunatsin ukkuvannartakun ingam matalik aguuna mayaman ayyagangin anniqsungin tannerilugami amun ugiim waqaarangaan annarin waqaassaluannangin ngaan atkartilig assiganerilig qai angamadan aqammigtaliganannuluartakun maligami amakun laqqulin tunsaassilig aalig agugun uyaamattalganan mattalakkaranami amakun lahtagin usungin taksalik idmang idmaygin amaqqarnangin ammay uyaamattalgan mattal amnik taslkan usungin tannasig adanin uyaamingakun mattal karnin mal qutchigin algam amakaisaqchaal malganangin qiguqiguqonnana lerengin aqqakun kadimadan qawq asqasqalig algagun amay usudaw sa taqsalgalig amay unnangam kugutinanqariq tadaqa tadaqo amay laqtaga iqqisqalig amay aqqadagun qaqqasqalig iqqiamman soqtalgadaqa igu agachin igachi ngaan allulalig Ydw mae gyn ilyngin anigach am ei tocsyl gylig. Chigdag ilan am ei agul gydag. Cynnwg yn ŵgi ac ei tag am ei cacos gylig. A cadagwn chaiw ddwgwysi lachtyl gydag. Chwca unangam gulas ki ilana agudaqqan unangamtsinngiin qagannagni ilngiin maya qasin ama loqsikna ama uqulludamtsin qadagngiin qagunnangin soqtakin avaqqangi malig ingussanax mattaligartagalikun mittannakkugut aqsik asqatsqillakkaritsi amay soqtakin ussugun innavaqqangin malig qagunnangin tannaskun ussugun tannam ilun aqsik tannavaqqangin qagum ilan asla taksilgu kuguluk amma suwa kuguluk allakin ixtadan gaman Ivan Gurdayev. Tsinganan maamung agu tsida asig agila wakku qingan malu. Lies nasig unangam makka amma makaksi taqalig nung wakasig anragan na gulting. Maamung ingakun lidan ilingin tingasala kaan malig. Taga agoyo agunanga kaanugun sugunilan matilgal kugun malganan ukuqtakan tuttakan aqang maliga may angunagulug adagaan aqatakan amayakum sismasaka matanang anuktasakang aqanugun unanga makkuli agayilganagan ilan That was about the seals and the ducks that they went and had and what they used them for, how they used them and how they prepared them. Kadimadan, in the early days they want to know what the Aleuts want and did with birds and seals and animals. So I told of this birds, the skins they went and the birds and meat they went and used for food and the skins for clothing. And as I said later in the story there, that my mother had not carried on the full tradition of the Aleut ways, and so I was not learned how to do them in my early days like the Aleuts did. But I did in the later years of my life, that how they were prepared and what they'd done with him was being told, and I translated to help out some of the people that were in the islands. And so, as I said, I would be able to go in and help along to bring back the Aleut tradition of how to use a sea lion. The whole sea lion is killed, and in the early days they did not have guns to shoot them. They went and had their arrows. They'd bring them ashore and skin the sea lion. They would use the skin for the skin boats, and 5 to 6 of them would be sewn together with the sinew of the sea lion and used for the skin boats. And the intestines of the sea lion would be also saved and used for a raincoat, as they call it in Russian, kamleka. In Aleut they call it chugach. And it is a very capable thing to have for experience of a man from Unimak was on a wreck when I lost my children's father, and he had this kind of a raincoat, which he thought was the only thing that saved his life. They prepare this one in by soaking it and then scraping it on both sides and then soaking it again, then dry it out and split it and sew it together with the sinew and make a raincoat out of it, and it's very handy. They put little oil on it and the seal and keep it soft. Then the throat of the sea lion is used to the upper leg parts of the muclucs. And the stomach is cleaned and fixed and dried up. And then after fishing, making dry fish, where they would store away the dry fish in the sea lion's stomach. The heart cover is like a thin tissue that's over the heart there. I've forgotten the name of what they call it in English, but anyways, it's the cover of the heart that they carefully take that off and clean it and dry it up, and they would use that for their tea bag. And that was handy to use in their skin boats. There was an old man from the western part of Unalaska that I was in with the Michigan research. And there was a man there that wanted to know about things like the Aleuts went and used. And so he told of the sea lion. And there was a lot of things that they never went and throwed anything away from the sea lion. But whatever they did, why they didn't throw it away, they buried everything. And eating of seal and ducks, why they never laid the bones laying around. They dug ground and buried. And all my life it was like that. They never had any garbage of any kind to dump or anything, but they had a hole where they went and put all the garbage, and when it was full, why they covered it over. So in my young days and childhood days, there wasn't any garbage around to be seen, but they kept the whole community clean, and they seen to that. But now it isn't. The civilization has changed many things of the ways of the Aleut, and so if the old people came back, I don't think they would be able to make their living.
What kind of home did you used to live in?
There was a few Barabbas, the elders went in and lived in before. And I got to go and be in one. There was one by Catherine. Balakshin. She was a very old woman, and she had Barabra, and it was, they are dug about 4 feet underground, and driftwood for the walls, and the grass, this rye grass that they have, they use that next to that. And it's built in one room. The Barabra is just a one room house. And in one corner they'd have their beds, and then they could be built and lined like boards in it and wallpaper like this was. But from outside it was a Barabra. Sod and grass was over it, and the grass was tied down with the sea lion skin and made up ropes, and so the grasses wouldn't blow away. But it was very warm, you never feel wind in there.
Could you tell me about one of your old chiefs?
The chief? Undang milan tenaga usia milan anak kah malaga kah mawan dakaning aka akita ingali nak tak hukuk takana nama ya dakaning aka kah anagam anrein kum silik tin igas igan nak sikta lede managam na anagulugam. Alexius of a certain Maliga Magan and Nicolke, the Kanaga Kanagana Kate Musuguni, Elan Arnaka, the Cook, the Kanan, the Kanaga Maligunangam Tanad was soon soon Elan and May Arnaka Malaga the Cock Maliga Magan and Naraganuk till Lilachter Lagoon, a May Ludari till the Kumal, a Muskaligal came Usungin nga ni gali kuchimchin inakamchi tunuli gali ga kadagumchin amay tanamchi nada nuyeli gimchin iganan matali anagay kunin amali unangam anagayin kuchingin atka gulu lidak tina kuchtali anagay khtala kagan u kuchtali da kanin akkanan taga wakun slum igima tina ginilingin unangan kuchingin Arnakar mass in Agonulu Elan, who yam teaching Agonan Musuani let the chat garnish to look Namakay. Nien asla tunuligogon, Matakan Makanangan, Eco Kuching in Mas Kadako. Amen Alexius Men Vichtakanam mass in Agame Anrarim Anrarin Nien Ludar Anan Akatali Makulik. Matali ukur tetrili anra renner. Kamram amakai anra resi madan. Amaya asla kum akat kuilu masla kananuktas kanan. Anra rekanan ting agokang. Masa kanamaya anra resi nangan ning akanu gunusagan ilan. Adang an lida takanan anra rekang. Anikthuali school agali ali ga kuqingana mi qasakam school agan ilan aqtalgali ga mi atchigach atchigana qachkingin aqtalgali ga makut school snik lakayangin matakinin annagaga guuringin ngaan atchigaasilik kay ulliig silik chasin agulik amagan anagam angamadan amilayin amakay sunam parakut and kugun, and raminga and nagan usun, a maya akatak and other new york, a maya tak nagum, a katanati nichtel, matel malgakan and nichtel, ilingin a maya aman unangum, tenangin, teaching at karteling away and renar lay the tekun kortele the cunning of cannon. A magna may aligi the markum elan tanda kogan umlika the manguna malgali tesis siching the ma atim siching signatas loctel gogan elan a may flu is the malgali sisak tang the matamatu and rarera aligan diligilik mas kavana. May a man slan me makar ungar tenor lidelig alkei teyron amen arnaker ilaror telan rekringin kuchingin inanar lidener masig a mey kayor kadener lider tegelikoran ingeligen alik chuksik kuchingin tunulig an rarener amen alexeich men maliga mey ilin amen flu ixtak na mamasin ngilin amin diakan mikayil uga ixtakang adha ama anang amay mas qadhanag mal ina qadhan timin agis agaysali akunin amay amin adha khutivitskak chitiaktan timin mayo saliga kogan mal timin chugisgaka mal amay ixtakuning mal amin Arnaka, Alexei, Yuchmin, Timin, Ukurteliga, may Timin Chit China. Malik Agila, Liga, may Anrail, Alga Kumal, in a king and other lay the Tilgul. Agila, Anrail, Karam, Anrail, Makanu, and Suing, and Matil, Anrail, Puching, to Nortelli, Arlertelli, Matalga, Kan, and Nertelli, Matelli, Ukurteli, Nin, Timin. Since I've been very young and mother brought me to Unalaska, I've heard of chiefs and all my life it seems that I have known Mr. Alexei Yashmanov, but he was the first not the first chief, but he was the first chief that I have known of, and all the most of the years of my life when he had been around and acted as a chief, as a father and a suggester, and through all the people there, from outsiders, the revenue cutters, the people that were not in Unalaska came and got all of their advice and what they could do. I used to see many of times when people like that come and they wouldn't make a move until they went and seen the chief. Then he would advise them. They would tell him what they intended to do, and he would suggest them in a better way and how to go about that, doing what they wanted. And all his life he lived like that, through his people, through the children in Russian school. He went and learned the boys how to make carpentry, and he made watches. He went into the Russian school, had the Russian costumes, and so there was a Russian teacher there, and he had learned how to make the Russian boots and shoes. And he was a very handy person. He had never went to school, but he went and learned himself. And they gave him books, and he learned to read himself. And he read the ceremonies of the church, as well as his native language. And all through my life, I could remember him being the first man of the community. In the year of 1919, a big epidemic of the flu struck Unalaska, and There was 156 people died and left almost the chief alone. At that time, my father's children went and lost his father, and I lost my mother, and we were left alone. And so he suggested that we went and got married, and so we were married before the flu. When his father and my mother was alive, they arranged that already through the chiefs. And so when they were gone away, he suggested to us that we go ahead and get married, and so we did. And all through my married life, he lived as a chief and conducted and took care of his people. And all through my married life, I went and treated him like a father, and I needed anything that I didn't know about, like anyone else, went to him. So we got to where we know him just as a father. And he was a chief for 45 years, and he died, and I don't think the replacement of his was ever any good as he is. Of course, the community now has no chief after William Diakonoff passed away. We never replaced him, and there was no way of replacing him. There's too many outsiders and too many work, and there's not many Aleuts around to go and keep up the tradition anymore.
What was Chief Alexei's last name?
Pardon?
What was his last name, not Chief Alexei?
Yechmanov. Alexei Yechmanov. You will find more stories in the Aleuts of what he told and what he interpreted in Jockelson's and other stories.
Your aunt taught you how to make baskets, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What time of year is the grass collected?
In June, month of June, it's picked and cured, fixed. And taking care of the grass and preparing it is just as much work as you'd be weaving the baskets, because if you don't have good grass weaving, then you can't weave the baskets good, or can make good grass.
What do you look for in the grass?
Pardon?
What makes good grass?
It's called the beech rye, and you have to go and prepare the stalk itself has 5 to 7 blades, and you separate all those in blades and use the very inners and the next inners for your weavers, and then the others for heavier, coarser work. And you have to make your weaves and weavers, prepare that before you start a basket.
Okay, what is a weave and what is a weaver?
A weave is the stems that shapes the basket, and the weavers are two that goes round and round weaving.
And then after the grasses are collected, what do you do with them?
Cure it, put it in a dark shade, or out, if you're out in the camp, or you could put it in among the tall grass and make it turn yellow. Then you separate it. Then you hang it up in the sun to dry. If you don't have good sunshine, then your grass don't turn out as good as having sunshine. And there's a lot of rain in the Aleutian Islands. But
can you put it in the house to dry?
No, you have to take it out every now and then. If you dry grass alone, in the house, then it'll be stained, streaky. The juice of that grass, you have to have it out in order to the rain to wash all that stain off. It'd be drying and the rain washing it off and drying it. So it has to be outside, but yet it has to dry.
Are there many women now that know how to make baskets?
Not in Alaska. I'm taking, I have a class going in school now as a project. But there isn't any women that's weaving basket as I am in that too. Basket weaver, and then there's another woman there of Kashuga that weaves baskets, and those baskets are coarser than they know. The Attu basket is the finest baskets woven.
How long ago did baskets start being made?
Pardon?
Did people always make baskets as they make them now?
Well, from as far as I could remember, they were known as the Attu women being the best basket weavers, and the Atkin. The Atkin grass is a lot whiter than the Attu grass, and the Attu grass is the strongest.
Did you have to go very far outside of where you lived to get the grasses?
Not too far. You have to be in a campsite, and then you have to be in to know that spot that where you pick grass. Like you cut down some plants to have new shoots growing all the time. That's the way that grass has to be year after year. Where Mother used to have a spot there where she could go out and pick grass every year, and then year after year, where then it's tender and it's not as hard as the old ones that lay there years after years. And so you have to be careful with where you pick and how you pick.
So do you have a spot that you go to yearly?
I don't pick grass very much in my campsite only, but not in Alaska. It's all for coursework and for my weaves, but I don't use Alaska grass for weavers because it's darkish and it's hard to... But I have some grass sent to me from home, Attica. After 63 years, I took a trip out there and seen it. And I remember, what I remember of it was true. I could get around to know what I wanted, and it was there. And so I was kind of happy then. Having Atkin language, the first to make books for it from the Aleutians.